Let us return again today to Psalm 23 for our spiritual thought, that we might find something else to study, to meditate, deliberate upon and give serious consideration, because the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we meditate upon the Word of God in the depths of our heart, we become the Word, as it were, and the Word becomes us, because we become what we think upon, we become what we meditate upon. The fourth great picture of Jesus Christ in the 23rd Psalm is the anointer shepherd. In our previous thoughts for the day, we've seen the physician shepherd, we've seen the companion shepherd, we've seen the chef shepherd. Today, let us meditate upon the anointer shepherd. And we find these words here in Psalm 23, and beginning in the middle of verse 5, he said, "Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So we see that our shepherd will anoint our heads with oil. And let us turn to the Word of God and see what this oil is that our shepherd will anoint our heads with. In Psalm 45, in verse 7, this was a prophetic psalm prophesying of the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find in verse 6 and 7, he says, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." So we see here, beloved, that the oil that he anoints our head with is the oil of gladness. And when we hate wickedness and we love righteousness, we hate to do the wrong thing and we love to do the right thing, then Jesus Christ will anoint our heads with gladness in every situation. In other words, he will anoint your head, your mind, your thoughts, your thinking with portions of the Word of God that will bring exceeding joy and gladness to your heart and to your mind. In the day in which we live, everyone is looking for something to make them happy, something to bring them pleasure, and something to make life more bright and more beautiful. And man does not know that all of this is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his Word, and in the oil of gladness that comes through the anointer shepherd. The word gladness means to be smooth. It means to be happy. It means to have joy. It means to have pleasure. It means to be bright, to be beautiful, and to shine. What a recipe for contentedness. What a recipe to mental success, spiritual success. Any kind of success can be gained from this recipe here of the oil. The anointer shepherd anointing our heads with the oil of gladness. And when we get our heads anointed with gladness, then we are assured that that goodness and mercy will follow us. When you're happy and glad, you have no desire to be unmerciful and unkind to someone else. So Jesus Christ is our example. Because he loved righteousness and he hated wickedness, God, his heavenly Father, anointed his head with the oil of gladness above his fellows, so that Jesus Christ could say that he delighted to do the will of the Father. You know, again, we can see how that we can be obedient and still not have the oil of gladness. I see many Christians obeying God, yes, living good lives, yes, going to church, yes, doing all kinds of good things, yes, but they need the divine oil of gladness upon their minds and upon their hearts, to where that we just do not find and feel the work of God a drudgery, but it's a joy, it's a gladness to go to his house. It's a joy, it's a gladness to serve him. Let us look again in Psalm 104, and we see again a beautiful truth concerning the oil of gladness. In Psalm 104 and verse 15, the Word of God says, "And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. So when God gives us the oil of gladness, the oil of joy, the oil of ecstasy, and pleasure and delight in following him, in serving him, in becoming like him, then others can see, because our face radiates that oil of gladness. Our face shines with the oil of gladness to where the whole world can see that we are different, that we have something that they do not have. It's so marvelous, it's so wonderful to have your face shining with the gladness of Jesus Christ. So let's look in another scripture. In Psalm 141, we see another scripture that can add to our thought for the day of the anointed shepherd. We find these words in Psalm 141. And verse 5, he said, "Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities." What a testimony that King David had, that the righteous could smite him. It would be a kindness. He would accept it with the oil of gladness. He would not be angry in his mind. He would not be resentful in his mind. He would accept it as a divine blessing from on high, accepted in his mind. That's precious. That's wonderful. That's marvelous. This is how that I want to be. This is how that I want to be like Jesus Christ. And that is that regardless of which way that he wants to speak to me, that I will accept it with the oil of gladness and consider it excellent oil. And he said, and it shall not break my head. It won't upset my mind. I won't get upset. I won't get disturbed. I won't get frustrated. I won't become angry. But I'll accept it with gladness when I'm reproved. And beloved, if there's ever a need in the world today, it's a need for this, because we esteem reproof and we esteem correction out of our carnal beings as though it was an enemy, as though it was a sadness, as though it was a terrible thing that fell across our path. And so, beloved, let us accept this excellent oil of gladness upon our head that will make us thankful and grateful for reproof and correction, regardless of how God sends it. Remember in the Old Testament that the priests were anointed with oil. When we come to pray, is your prayer life a drudgery? Is it something that you must do to appease your conscience and make you feel better? Or is your head anointed with the oil of gladness, the priestly oil of gladness, when you go before the Lord? Or likewise, the kings were anointed with the oil of gladness to rule and reign. Let's have the oil of gladness ruling and reigning in our life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for thy precious holy word. Thy words are sweet to our taste, yea, sweeter than honey to our mouth. Lord, bless your word out in radio land today. Lord Jesus, bless it to hungry hearts. Cause them, Lord, to see and experience in a new way thy living truth. Because we pray in Jesus' precious name, amen.